You're listening to Shareathon 2020 on KFUO. Up next, Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 14, verses 15 through 24. The Reverend Daniel McMiller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS Office of International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is from the Gospel of Luke, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse 15. When one of those who reclined at table with Jesus heard these things, he said, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But Jesus said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' Another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you commanded has been done, and there still is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.' O Lord, have mercy upon us." In our gospel lesson from Luke, Jesus tells our parable during a meal to which he had been invited. In the parable, the man preparing the great feast and inviting many is none other than the triune God. God was putting all things together for the heavenly banquet and graciously extending the free invitation and even begging people to come in. The invitations are sent by the servant or slave, and this is none other than Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, was personally present in each invitation that went out. Yet the parable says altogether, that is, in one voice, those invited began to make excuses. Few responded. Why? The first invited were self-absorbed, wrapped up in their idols of temporal pleasure. These are those who bought a field or oxen, for example, or were consumed in the pleasures of marriage. They had more important or better things to do. In the second round of invitations sent out by the servant, we find those trapped in the anxieties, worries, or concerns of life in a broken world. These are the poor, crippled, blind, and lame. These are those perceived by the world to be unworthy. Many in their suffering were brought in, yet there still is room. So the Master, God the Father, angry with those who have refused his gracious invitation, demands that the servant go out into the ungrateful world and compel people to come, that his mansion may be filled. The Master, God, earnestly wants his house of paradise filled, that all might enjoy his love forever. You might be thinking, well, I was invited and here I am. I must have accepted the invitation. But before we get smug, we must confess that we were indeed invited, but more than invited. If we had only been invited and nothing more, we too could be outside the Master's house, self-indulged, enjoying temporal pleasure, or angry, even sulking in our hardships. We too, dear friends, needed to be compelled. You were compelled to enter the feast of the kingdom at your baptism. There, your parents took you and gave you that rebirth for which you did nothing but receive the gift of life by faith. There, the Holy Spirit had his way with you through the water and the Spirit-filled word. You were compelled by your parents or loved ones and the word of God. It had little to do with you answering an invitation, for you, like the rest, were dead in trespasses and sins, born at enmity with God. For altogether we have become corrupt since the sin of our first parents, and this sin has been passed on to us. Rather, it had everything to do with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, compelling a lost child, dead in trespasses and sins, born into a broken world, that he or she might be born again by water and the word into the kingdom of God. We also had friends or loved ones, teachers, pastors, the church, with Christ Jesus at its head, not only inviting us, but putting the word of God into our eyes, ears, hands, and heart, time and time again. The church witnessed, invited, prayed, and persisted with that word. And there the Holy Spirit also had his way with you and compelled you. As Jesus, the sent servant, powerfully spoke to you through that word to come into the Father's house of mercy for the feast of forgiveness and life everlasting. We are also compelled in the Lord's Supper as we kneel to receive in our mouths the very body and blood of the sent suffering servant Jesus brought to us from the cross of Calvary. He, the servant, pours out his life, body, and blood. We, on the other hand, only open our mouths in wonder and receive that life-giving sacrament. There, in these means of grace, the church does more than invite. It compels time and time again, saying to all of us, though you are unworthy, though we are unworthy, this feast is meant for you, dear fellow fallen creature. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit wants you forever in heaven, enjoying the eternal feast of his love. We need to be compelled because our sinful nature is no better than those who are turning their backs on God's invitation, either enjoying their idols or sulking in their hardships. But in some unfathomable mystery, we were compelled. God compels you using whatever means possible to draw you near to him. It may be those hardships mentioned, but most importantly, through his means of grace, with the Holy Spirit in those very means, drawing you near to him for the foretaste of the feast to come, and keeping you near to him so that when you close your eyes in death, you are brought to that eternal banquet in heaven. We cannot boast of our presence at the banquet. We must not think we are better than any other. We can only marvel at God's great love for us in this time of grace in which the servant, Jesus himself, goes out time and time again, urging you and me to come and receive what he prepared with his perfect life, unjust suffering, death, and resurrection. Nor should we doubt. We've been invited by God. This invitation is true, not due to our merit, but due to his eternal and all-powerful love. We can only give thanks that God compelled us and kneel in thanksgiving that he holds his cross before our eyes. Here is our certainty and joy that nothing in this world or in ourselves could possibly give. This is our comfort, that we need not focus on ourselves and how we might have done anything to arrive at the banquet, but only focus on the gracious Master's love, his sacrifice, his generosity, his earnestness, and his persistence in inviting us. There still is room, and the Father wants his mansion full. God's love compel and keep you in his banquet, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Michael and Karen Shemp, who served the Lord in Uganda. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.